Juard Barnes knows firsthand how sitting in jail for a few months can impact a person's life.
I lost my apartment, you know, in that time period, you know. So many things was lost. Credibility was lost. Opportunities to make money were lost.
He was behind on child support when officers put him in jail and had to come up with $3,000 bail to be released. He was able to scrape together the money with the help of his brother, but says many people in Indiana don't have that ability.
People are just like losing their lives over this thing, literally losing their ability to participate in this economy.
Barnes is part of the Indianapolis Congregational Action Network, which has been pushing for bail reform for years. He's applauding the Indiana Supreme Court for its work in issuing a rule last year that will lead to changes across the state. The new guidelines for bail in Indiana are outlined in Criminal Rule 26 and urge counties to consider someone's risk when determining their pretrial release instead of focusing on money. The goal of the rule, in part, is to eliminate the unfair and often protracted incarceration of poor people who don't have the resources to purchase a bail bond or pay a bail deposit. Chief Justice Loretta Rush says it gives the courts more tools for deciding whether to release someone ahead of trial.
So we're trying to get more information to judges to make more informed decisions at the time of pretrial release, that it doesn't just come down to if they've got the funding, so that low-level nonviolent offenders will not serve significant time pretrial before they're convicted.
Several counties across the state are already putting the rule into practice through a pilot program, including Bartholomew County. The probation department here typically works with people after they're convicted of a crime, but is now also doing pretrial risk assessments to determine whether monetary bail should be required in each case. The new system means someone who committed a low-level offense, doesn't pose a risk to the community, and is likely to show up for court, may no longer have to pay money to be released from jail before trial. And Bartholomew County Superior Court 2 Magistrate Joe Meek says that's a good thing.
If you leave a low-risk person in jail for 24 hours around other high-risk people, their risk to commit a new crime during the pretrial period goes up.
Meek says money shouldn't dictate whether someone sits in jail, and Criminal Rule 26 really asks counties to go back to how bail is supposed to be used.
If you look at this in the traditional sense, and so go back like to the Magna Carta, right, and look at this in the traditional sense, bail always meant release, no bail meant detain, and there's always been a presumption of release, and we've gotten away from that by letting money dictate instead of risk dictate.
But money is also why there's been some pushback about expanding the rules statewide eventually. Many counties use cash bail money to help fund their probation departments and cover court costs. That's the case in Monroe County, which is also part of the Criminal Rule 26 pilot. Chief Probation Officer Linda Brady says she got grant money to help with the additional costs associated with providing more pretrial services and assessments. But that money isn't guaranteed long term.
The state needs to step up with some money for this, because with pretrial, you don't have the money bail. There isn't going to be the user fee collection that we're used to and we've kind of developed in Indiana.
The bail industry is also seeing the impacts of the change in the pilot counties, where business is down significantly. The same thing happened in New Jersey, which eliminated cash bail this year. Executive Director of the American Bail Coalition, Jeff Clayton, says other states have made reforms similar to Indiana's that ended up in court.
We've seen issues with risk assessment tools around the country, not only, you know, how good are they, but questions about race and gender neutrality. Because Indiana's tool uses demographic factors, I think it's probably vulnerable to challenge.
Clayton says he thinks there will always be a place for monetary conditions of bail. The state will analyze data from the pilot counties to determine whether that's the case. Criminal Rule 26 was originally supposed to go statewide in January, but legislators and the Supreme Court pushed that date back to 2020 so they can gather more information and work out any kinks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.